Good evening and welcome to this service in the style of Taizé. Taizé is a pilgrimage community in France where many, many thousands and ten thousands of millions of young people go on pilgrimage through the years. And they have developed worship three times a day, and they use this music and this basic service. We have added the healing portion, but it's basically that style of having silence, silent prayer, spoken prayer, and sung prayer. We will sing some of the things in Latin, but you are welcome to sing in English or whatever language you wish. Well, Latin is the church's language, has been for a long, long time, and we honor that just as some people honor Sanskrit as the classic language of the Hindu faith. So it's Latin has only a few vowels, and it sort of sings itself, but feel free to sing in your native tongue. Later on in the service, there will be a time for you to do some anointing and to have a healing prayer. So if you want to procure a small amount of oil, you can use vegetable oil of some sort. Olive oil is traditional, and you can wet a Q-tip or a cotton ball or put it in a small dish. You don't need very much for that portion of the service. We sing these chants over and over again because our mind is so busy that we need something to give it to do so that we can drop below that busy mind into the depths of where spirit can talk to us. So letting these beautiful chants seep into you, and if you find yourself humming them or singing them during the day, just know that you are praying.
Holy Spirit, when our hearts feel anxious, you open a way ahead for each of us. It means entrusting our whole life to God.
O merciful presence, the ignorant seem unrestrained in the world. They defile the sacred altar, your dwelling place within. They lead those weaker than themselves in ruins. Chaos and destruction follow them as they oppress the poor through deception and greed and kill the faith-filled who resist. Yes, they have poured out their blood like water throughout the world. Many have disappeared without a trace. How long will the unjust bring anguish to the loving, to those who seek justice and peace? How long, O indwelling presence, will your patience last forever? When will you awaken our long dormant spirits? Pour out your love on every nation. Open the hearts of all people. We await a new birth of consciousness. We call upon your name, for the ignorant and unloving are laying waste to the planet. Forgive us for the misuse and abuse of your creation. Humble us with your steadfast love. Before the world becomes a barren waste, help us, O compassionate one, to renew the face of the earth. Deliver us and forgive our sins, that we may know the joy of co-creation.
Thank you.
As we go into the long silence, I'm going to give you some instruction in the principles of centering prayer, which is Christianity's great offering to the wordless prayer of the world, which sometimes is just called meditation. In centering prayer, you don't try to blank out your mind. So the first R is to resist no thought. Just let them come. They're going to come anyway. And if you resist, they persist. The second R is don't retain any thought. That means if they come, don't hold on to them. Don't entertain them. Just let them keep going. The third R is to react to no thought. That means don't beat yourself up for having the thought. Don't let the emotional quality of the thought take you over. Just simply keep letting it go. And then you can return either to noticing your breath or a sacred word. Don't spend a lot of time trying to find a sacred word. If it comes to you, fine. One syllable or maybe two is best. It's not repeated like a mantra. It's just a touchstone so that you can come back to being present. So resist no thought, retain no thought, react to no thought, and return to the breath or the sacred word. We will have 10 minutes in which to practice this. Jesus' disciples knew him as a man of prayer in a way that most people were not. And so they wanted to know his secret. And they said, "Teach us to pray." And he taught them, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." This is the time in the service where you are invited to procure the oil, and we're going to be in a special healing mode. West End had a committee at one point that was defining healing, and we drew on a number of sources, and we learned that healing and curing are not the same thing. Curing means that your symptoms go away. Healing means that possibly the symptoms go away, but something really deep that is making you whole happens. And healing does not preclude dying. This is one of the things that we stumble over, that healing and dying are not opposites. However, we are also asked to be bold, to ask for whatever we want. So if we know someone, or if for ourselves, there is a great need for healing, the Holy Spirit is ready to hear and to respond. Healing happens on the physical level, the mental level, the emotional level, the spiritual level, and healing happens in relationship with to ourselves, to others, and to God, of course. Relationship is where we get our most wounds, and so it's in relationship that we get our healing. So be bold to ask for whatever it is that is on your heart. And we use as the model Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane, where he asked for the cup to pass from him, but then he surrendered. He said, "Not my will, but thine be done." And so we also say that. We will be singing because singing keeps the healing energy going, and we invite you to sing along. Thank you. And that merciful indwelling presence, which we call by various names, God, the Christ Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is with you, within you, and around you all the time. Go in peace knowing that you are not alone ever, that you are always companioned by God's love. Go in peace.